Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with the urgent prophecies of the last times that have come to us through the intercession of the Mother of God. And of course, it is through their servant Veronica that heaven was able to transmit these messages and prophecies to the world. This occurred from the years 1970 through 1995 at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, New York. That is the site of the Virgin Mary's apparitions during these last days. Now, in the message of June 18, 1987, the Blessed Virgin made it public that she had personally spoken to President Reagan, that he heard her voice and received a message from her. Now, it was in this same message that Our Lady spoke of a communist plan to overtake the United States and Canada. As she stated, quote, "These plans are being formulated from Nicaragua to go into Mexico and thereupon into the United States." She stated that Nicaragua was a center point for the capitulation of the United States and Canada. As she goes on to tell Veronica, quote, "You see, my child and my children, I am sure that with my attempts to approach your president of the United States, yes, my child, though he is not of the faith, I have approached him. He heard my voice. He heard my voice, but he cannot speak of it. He does not understand the fully supernatural. I asked him to be sure that he does not let the evil go from the shores of Nicaragua and also cut off all supplies in the Persian Gulf." Unquote. So I sent a letter to the president through his brother Neil, who very graciously agreed to pass on the information to him. And in the letter, I basically said, "By the way, Mr. President, that was the Mother of Jesus Christ who spoke to you." And I included with the letter that message where Our Lady said that, and I highlighted the text. And I also included several other messages, a videotape, the Blessed Rose Petals, the Brown Scapulars, a packet of miraculous photographs, and I sent it all on through his brother Neil, and that would have been July 1987. Lo and behold, about 4 weeks later, I received a personal telephone call from President Reagan, in which he called to thank me for the information. He said, quote, "I want to thank you for the letter." He said, "I have read and gone through all of the material that was sent to me, and I will do my best to serve," was his exact words. His tone was very gracious and sincere, very humble, very true and down to earth. And I said, "Well, Mr. President, when are you going to join us at Bayside for one of the rosary vigils?" And he said, "Well, with my job and all, that's kind of difficult, but I want to thank you for the letter." And we went on to speak for a couple of minutes. We talked about the state of the world, the increasing abortions, and I urged him to follow through with Our Lady's counsel to him, to which he replied, "Well, we're doing the best we can under the circumstances." But again, he said, "I want to thank you for that letter." And of course, the point of the letter was just that, to say, that was the Blessed Virgin who spoke to you. So the call came as a gesture of affirmation on his part. The White House, by the way, will verify that the call was made to yours truly, David Martin, on August 26, 1987. We are going to listen now to a recorded segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on June 18, 1987, wherein you will hear Our Lady speak to Veronica about her discourse with the President. Just to orient you once again, Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being taped. Now, what you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is the Blessed Virgin speaking through her.
"My child and my children, I do not have to go into a long discourse to tell you of the evils of communism. The world and its condition speaks for itself. My child, let the world know that Nicaragua is a center point for the capitulation of the United States of America and Canada. Already there are plans afoot and in the making with missiles and all dire instruments of destruction. These plans are being formulated from Nicaragua to go into Mexico and thereupon into the United States. You see, my child and my children, I am sure that with my attempts to approach your president of the United States, yes, my child, though he is not of the faith, I have approached him. He heard my voice. He heard my voice but cannot speak of it. He does not understand the fully supernatural. I asked him to be sure that he does not let the evil go from the shores of Nicaragua and also cut off all the supplies in the Persian Gulf. You understand, my children, that what you read in your newspapers are not fully the truth. They are also guarded well by a group named the Illuminati. They are active, my children, in the United States and all the nations of the world, especially in France. Now, my child, I have one more thing to tell you. There has been much publicity afoot in your country and the world about the existence of satanic cults. I must tell you, they do exist. They worship Satan, and they are the opposite of all Christianity. They will do the opposite of what is asked in the Bible. Therefore, they kill with no remorse. They steal your children and brutalize them. How can they do this, my child, you ask me? How can they be so hard, so cruel, so merciless? Well, my child, the enemies of your country and the world have done their work good. They are using an infiltration with drugs. Your children are being educated for the use of these drugs. The Eternal Father sees all and makes us knowledgeable as to what is happening upon earth that will bring its eventual destruction. Your children are being educated in the schools to take all Christianity from their lives and believe not in the supernatural things of God, but the diabolical processes of Satan in cults. My child and my children, at this time in the United States of America and Canada, there can be counted at least 9,000 satanic cults. My child, I see you are shivering. You are frightened. Yes, you have reason to be, my child. But do not be affrighted, my child. They will not harm you. They will not harm you, my child. Remember that. You must remain calm in the face of adversity. I ask you to be retired from the world, for they will come as angels of light and try to approach you also. Bar your doors to all but your immediate family and your closest shrine workers.
You are listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from the Blessed Virgin on June 18, 1987. And so we see that Our Lady here was attempting to use President Reagan as a till to steer America out of a crisis situation. As she stated, the enemy plan against our country is to come up from Nicaragua, to go into Mexico, and thereupon into the U.S. And in fact, the area from Mexico down through Central America right now is infested with communist activity. You may recall from the news some time back that it was reported that there were Iraqi, Chinese, and Russian troops maneuvering about in Russian-made vehicles just south of the California border. And of course, the matter was silenced right away, with nothing more being said about it. And why? Because our media is controlled by the Illuminati. They don't want the American public to suspect what the enemy is about to do. The game plan is to catch our country off guard. Right now, they're just waiting for an opening to come in and take our country, which all ties in with 9/11. Because one of the objectives of 9/11 was to incite America to action and send our troops abroad so as to leave our country wide open for attack. Which is why that we should pray that our troops return home safely and quickly. If Mr. Reagan was president today, he would know better than to play into the enemy trap like this. Our Lady back in 1987 already warned that we were, quote-unquote, being tempted to send our troops to the shores of foreign lands to fight and lose their lives. And no, this has been the plan all along. We now see this plan coming to pass at this time. With the Iraqi war, we have now locked into a Vietnam-type situation, though this is far more volatile than Vietnam could ever be. We are sitting on a powder keg right now. We may be looking at the dress rehearsal to World War III. Our Lady back on October 6, 1978, predicted the present situation when she said, quote, "Your country, the United States, will become involved and be asked to send more young to be slaughtered in foreign lands. You must not follow that calling. It will be useless." It's certainly an honor that the Queen of Heaven approached our president and used him to steer America in a better direction, which shouldn't surprise us. After all, Our Lady is Queen of Patriarchs, Queen of Prophets, Queen of Confessors, Queen of Martyrs. So it's most conceivable that she will approach great men from time to time in an attempt to avert a dangerous situation and secure a state of peace and justice. Holy Mother Wisdom refers to herself in the Bible where she says, quote, "By me kings reign and lawgivers decree just things. By me princes rule and the mighty decree justice. I love them that love me." And that's from Proverbs 8. Thanks be to God, Mr. Reagan listened to Our Lady when she spoke to him, because had he not, the plan of Russia against America would have come to pass already. Yes, Our Lady has said that Russia plans to invade the United States with missiles. Back in 1917, the year of the Bolshevik Revolution, Our Lady made a series of appearances at Fatima, Portugal, in which she foretold of the great spread of communism that would come about in the latter part of the century. She warned that unless we heeded her request to say the rosary and convert Russia, this same Russia would grow into a tyrannical beast, which would later emerge and turn on the Christian free world. Today, Our Lady laments that her message of Fatima was not heeded nor fully made known to the world. Russia has not been converted, she says, and as such, we stand now on the brink of a communist onslaught that will soon reduce the free nations to bondage and servitude. Our Lady tells us not to fall prey to the false claims that communism has died because it never happened. She calls it a ruse. She says it's a cosmetic act to delude us. As Lenin used to say, when you're strong, pretend you're weak. This is the strategy that they're using today. As Russia finalizes their plan for world conquest, they don't want the world to suspect what they're about to do, so the bear is simply playing dead, in keeping with Lenin's strategy. You see, they're using all these little countries to do all their dirty work for them. Countries like Nicaragua, Iraq, Afghanistan. The message has also identified Cuba as one offender among many. It's an international network of terrorist groups and countries with Russia backing them. Together, they are plotting America's downfall. This is why Our Lady, since Fatima, has asked for the consecration of Russia. This has not been done. As she says, one day must be set aside in which the Pope joins with all the bishops of the world to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is a public ceremony in which the Church officially entrusts Russia into the hands of the Mother of God. It's like a public exorcism where the church leaders lay hands on the beast and expel the demon of communism. We have to go to the very source and detonate this diabolical force. Otherwise, as Our Lady said, Russia will continue to go throughout the world, rising up wars and seditions until the world is eventually engulfed in one fire. As she said at Fatima, if my requests are not heeded, various nations will be annihilated. And this is what Our Lady is telling us today, that time is approaching when we will see nations vanish from the earth. Our Lady has also asked that we write to the Holy Father and ask him to rescind the treaty that was made between the Vatican and Moscow in 1962, signed by Cardinal Tisserand and many cardinals. With this treaty, the Church now promises Russia that it will no longer speak or preach against communism. We might look at it as a pact with the devil. With communism on the rise back in the 60s, the Soviets wanted to make sure the Church's hands were tied, as it were, so that they can operate with more freedom without fear of censure. And so obviously this treaty is a major obstacle that is standing in the way of the consecration of Russia. Quite obviously, those that signed this treaty were guilty of treason against the Church. So Our Lady asks that the treaty be broken at once. But in the meantime, the Church is under no obligation to honor the treaty. However, if they're going to dishonor it by preaching against communism, well, they might as well rescind it. There's no sense to have it around, because it might look hypocritical. It's a sad commentary to have to report that the church hierarchy today is being ruled by fear. Fear of man, fear of the world, fear of the devil. They're afraid to go against anything except Almighty God. Here, they'll go against them right and left. They slight them on every side with insults and outrages. The worst of it being that they call this love. The Son of Man is betrayed once again with a kiss. Because the church today has been betrayed into the hands of men. The laity has risen up in our time to challenge the priesthood and to assume their sacred functions only because the priests are encouraging this modernist revolt. You have feminist groups bossing the priests. You have youth groups demanding rock and roll. You have lay people and homosexuals running the church's liturgy programs. As Our Lady said, Satan entered the church in our time, but he did this through the Council of Vatican II. So that too must be discarded if we ever expect to operate with any sense of liberty or effectiveness. You are listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, which is the one radio program designed to bring to you this urgent message of Jesus and Mary, as given through their celebrated seer, Veronica of the Cross. To receive more information, you can write to us. Send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Or you can call our toll-free line, 1-800-345-MARY. There is no cost to receive the information, but again, we do remind you that your financial assistance is necessary to keep this program on the air. So if you'd like to see this message continue each week over this station, then send along your gift offerings today made payable to St. Michael's World Apostolate. And again, we do remind you that your donation is tax deductible. We return now to the recorded segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on June 18th, 1987.
Oh, my child, how heavy is my heart. Our Lady is crying. Our Lady is crying, and the tears are coming down her face, and I feel that they are so large and with so much power, supernatural power, that these are falling upon us now. I can feel them. I cry, my child, because upon earth, your people and all the peoples of the world in their various languages, they cannot talk without abusing my son's name. They must curse and rebel against my son. Why must this be so, my child? My son is all goodness and purity. Why must his name be defiled, just as it is being defiled, his body, in the tabernacles throughout the world? I do not at this time intend to point out any individual. You know if you are guilty of any sins against the sacraments. There are 7 sacraments commanded of you by heaven, my children, and you will keep them. You shall not take them apart by using rationality and modernism and humanism. This cannot be. You will see your children disappearing from the streets again. There is now a plan in the national and international seat of Satan. It is a group, my child, that is united with other groups throughout the world. They have one plan in mind, to bring about the fall of all nations and the introduction of communism to all nations by destroying the young with the drugs and all manners of debasity. All the holiness of marriage has been cast aside. We see now children growing up into sin as they go forth into life unprepared by their parents. Oh, my children, how many parents shall be held accountable for the fall of their children's souls? I can see Jesus' feet now. He does have on sandals. They're made of a brown leather-like quality. I can't explain it. Looks almost like a thong. Just one piece of strapping down to his toes and one across his instep. And his feet are bare. He has no socks on or anything. His feet are really bare. But he's smiling. He thinks this is funny. That Jesus is smiling now, and he's getting my attention because he's putting his first fingers to his lips. That means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I greet you all tonight in the name of my mother and the eternal Father and the Holy Ghost. I ask all to listen to my mother. She has gone throughout the world, through earthly, countless years of earth's suffering. Why? Because of her children, who do not listen to her counsel. There are a few seers upon earth, my child and my children. I am saying this at this time because we are much disturbed at what is taking place. There is confusion among the realms of the devout, because there are false seers among you. I shall not go into detail at this time, because by their fruits will they be known. You understand, my child, that in countless earth years, my mother has wandered and never has she come upon the evil that is taking place now throughout the world. It has accelerated since she first came to you, my child, in 1970. That is why it was most urgent that you be here this evening, even with your illness. Now, my children, my mother has given you the way to peace. It is a way of prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. You must love your brothers. We hear the word love, love being expounded throughout the world. And as they cry for love and peace and happiness, it evades them. And why? Because they have taken a wide road and made it wider as they ran from the truth, as expressed by my mother to them. It is not only here in New York, my child, that my mother has appeared. She has tried to make her presence known in other places, but has then rejected. I cannot say how this hurts my heart, for I love my mother as the queen of heaven that she is, and also the queen of all hearts. And most of all, she wishes to have the hearts of her children upon earth, each and every one of them. Were it not for my mother and your mother, you would have received the ball of redemption much sooner than you expected.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from Our Lady and also Jesus toward the end here. And this was given on June 18, 1987. And of course, Jesus in this segment expresses his complaint that there are false seers among us. As he says, by their fruits you will know them. For instance, if they preach that God embraces all religions, if they practice communion in the hand, if they try to be Eucharistic ministers, if they embrace the charismatic movement, if they demonstrate all the liberalism of the post-Vatican II Church, you'll know it's from the devil. By their fruits you will know them. You don't have to go to the other side of the globe to look for our Blessed Lady in her appearances when she has come to us right here in our own backyard. We have here in our own country what may go down to be the greatest Marian apparition in the history of the Church. The mission of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside is to provide for your spiritual needs, and our catalog of religious gifts certainly reflects that. Of paramount importance is the brown scapular, which Our Lady has asked us all to wear in these dangerous times. You don't want to leave home without it. Our 100% wool Crusader scapular goes for only $2.95. And with that, you'll want to order your chain link wooden rosary made in Italy. It goes for only $6.95. And for an additional 95 cents, we can send you the St. Benedict medal and Our Lady of the Roses medal to complete your armor that you want to have on your person at all times. For your home, we provide you with the 2-inch wooden crucifix for your doors. Goes for only $1 each. For your listening edification, we have some inspiring audio cassettes and CDs that are bound to captivate you. Of particular interest is our 60-minute report on the great tsunami that devastated parts of Southeast Asia back on December 26, 2004. This includes startling predictions from Veronica 30 years ago and shows how this is a divine warning that must be heeded if we are to avert future disasters, and how this was an act of mercy to rescue the children from the evils of sexual abuse and slave labor so prevalent in Southeast Asia. This goes for only $4.95 CD, $3.95 audio cassette. For those wishing to learn more about our saintly seer, Veronica, you'll want to order our 70-minute tape entitled The Warmth and Humanity of Veronica of the Cross. In a moving dissertation, Michael Mangan focuses on the compassion and down-to-earth humanity of Veronica and how she had to earn her crown through personal struggle. Veronica's close worker and longtime friend, Mary de Blasio, provides an inside look into Veronica's personal character. This also includes a stirring homily from Father Robert Skirla, former International Blue Army chaplain, on the integrity of Veronica and the Bayside message. Also, this joyfully recounts the glories and supernatural wonders of the 34th anniversary of Bayside. Again, $4.95 CD, $3.95 audio cassette. And for a mere $9.95, we'll send you our Gloria Laus. This is a fine collection of Latin Gregorian chants sung by the talented Bauer sisters of the Cape Cod Scala Sancta Cecilia. Again, that's available on CD for $9.95, a real steal. For your reading edification, we carry the complete set of Heaven Speaks Today, which are illuminating prophecies and excerpts that are extracted from the Bayside message. Each issue of Heaven Speaks highlights a particular topic of Our Lady's message, The entire set of Heaven Speaks is only $1.50. Individual issues are only a dime each. You can't beat that. And to complete your spiritual reading, we carry the official Roman Catholic Bible. This is the Douay Rheims version, which is the most accurate version of Holy Scripture in the English language. Normally, this would run you $50. It's yours today for only $34.95. This is something that no Christian home should be without. For our complete listing of religious gifts, visit us at www.smwa.org and shop online at our secure store. To order by telephone using your credit card, call 1-888-830-SMWA. That's 888-830-7692. And that number, by the way, is for credit card orders only. And if you call after hours, you can always leave your order on our voicemail. And of course, we invite you to write for the free information. You can send a letter to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or toll-free line 1-800-345-MARY. Again, we encourage our listeners to write to us for the free information. Send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That's St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Our website, www.smwa.org. And we'll be back next week. Until then, may Our Lady bless you.